Jobin from San Gervasi. This is the Rorschach, Georgia update from the 14th of March, 2024. Quick summary of what's going down in Georgia. Monday the 11th, in the works for some time, Nika Melia and Nika Gvaramia shook hands and joined forces. Melia had been ousted as leader of the United National Movement, or NACEBI, allegedly by some Vano Medabashvili and Dato Kezarashvili Chalichi, and he's been talking to supporters since then, encouraging them to move on in his direction. Nika Gvaramia has been at the helm of Tkvari Adiki, the TV company, for some time. They are now one team with number four in the elections. Fantastic to see coalitions happening. Still on the political scene, got a bit heated on Tuesday the 12th. Ukraine's David Arkhamia, the leader of the Servant of the People faction in the Ukraine's parliament, laid out some measures that he sees as prerequisites for smoothing things over with Georgian Dream or Otsneba government. He's calling for three big prerequisites: freeing Misha Saakashvili and sending him back to Ukraine. He's a Ukrainian citizen, went to university in Kyiv. Halting direct flights with Russia and no longer helping Russia dodge sanctions, which Otsneba is doing lots of. On the same day, Parliamentary Speaker Shalva Papuashvili, who is enjoying his new role as divisive loudmouth, took to social media to express his frustration over Ukraine and Europe sheltering individuals the Georgian government deems criminals, by whom he means Misha. He said this is hypocritical because the EU talks about the rule of law. He did not mention during any of this Otsneba's takeover of the courts and the Central Elections Commission, etc. Papuashvili is calling for an end to what he sees as hypocrisy. Oh, the irony. In the wake of the discussions about European values and legal controversies, Georgia sees a significant change in its cabinet. On Monday the 11th, the country welcomed Misha Saakashvili as new Minister of Health. Saakashvili steps in to fill the shoes of Zura Mirzanashvili, who resigned on the 1st of March amid critiques from the medical community about communication issues. Some more appointments on Monday the 11th. In a Prime Minister Irakli Kobakhidze-led ceremony, Levan Georgiuliani stepped up as the new head of the government administration. Georgiuliani, who's moving from his role in Tbilisi City Council, is taking over from Mikhail Javalidze, who's been there since May 2022, but was kicked out on February 29th. Following administrative shakeups, here's a bit of economic news. A recent report published on Tuesday the 12th said that Azerbaijan has massively upped its investment in Georgia to almost $54 million in 2023. That's a big increase, making up 3% of Georgia's total foreign investment pie for the year. And while we're talking big money, Great Britain took the top spot as Georgia's main foreign investor last year. Thanks to Brexit, the UK is unburdened by EU money laundering laws and houses lots of limited liability partnerships that easily conceal their beneficial owners, who are from Russia. According to a report from Monday the 11th, Georgia's direct foreign investments was almost $2 billion in 2023. That's a dip of 24% compared to 2022. Finance and insurance sectors were $630 million, making up almost 40% of the total foreign investment. Finance and insurance. Huh. No idea what this means, but part of less investment comes from decreased investments due to a drop in debt obligations. So I guess that's good. On Thursday the 8th, on International Women's Day, President Zurabashvili awarded medals of honor to five formidable women: Babutsa Pataraya, Anna Arganashvili, Eliso Amidajibi, Nato Shavlakadze, Tamar Museridze, were recognized for their relentless efforts for advocating for women's rights, fighting violence and discrimination, and pushing for systemic change. Their work spans empowering women and children with disabilities to advocating for victims of gender-based violence, promoting nonviolent environments. On Tuesday the 12th, in Akhaltsikhe, UN Women, a UN agency, released We Women Have Power, a compilation of stories of rural women from Kvemokartli, Kakheti, and Samsko-Javakheti, along with a photo exhibition. It's part of the Women's Economic Empowerment South Caucasus Project. Swiss Agency for Development and Cooperation and Austrian Development Cooperation backed it. On Monday the 11th, the Golden Tulip Design Tbilisi took the leading design hotel title for the second time at the World Travel Awards, the Ritz-Carlton in Berlin. Elena Otarashvili, hotel's general manager, thanked her team and their investors, the Block Group, for their support. On Monday the 18th, artist Vacho Bugadze will have a show at the public school number 104 in the Atinati Cultural Center. He is a sculptor turned painter. Show covers his school days. Close this edition, take note. Bericaoba will take place on Sunday the 17th, particularly in Didi Chailuri village nestled near Sagareggio. It's an ancient Georgian festival with roots reaching back over 2,000 years, celebrating fertility and the arrival of spring. There will be a spectacular display of tradition, folks dressed as monsters parading through the streets, all in the spirit of good fun. Wrestling matches, music, and a feast of local delicacies will be waiting for you. And if you're in Tbilisi, be sure to find Ispanakhoba. Very quiet these days, but always somewhere in Tbilisi, especially in Ortachala and Mukiani around in there. And that's it for this week. Thank you for joining us. Are you a long-time listener? Did you ever want to participate in the show? Well, this is the chance you've been hoping for. We want to launch a new series of interviews by our community for our community. More information, email us at info@rorschach.com with the subject line, interviews. Nachvamdis.